The coronavirus crisis has forced the creative hand for many who deal one-on-one with others as part of their work. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan spoke with a San Antonio symphony musician who's found a creative way to cope with her particular situation.
Principal second violinist Mary Ellen Gorey teaches music lessons to students. A lot of them.
At the moment, I have about 21.
She also augments those two endeavors with playing weddings and other gatherings.
In the next 3 weeks, I had one memorial service and two weddings scheduled, and all three have now been postponed.
Like the rest of us, she has watched the coronavirus crisis play out in real time, evolving quickly, as it did.
I think the effects are only really starting to hit. I sent an email out to my students about a week and a half ago asking them to please cancel their lesson if they were feeling unwell or if anyone in their house was feeling unwell.
In the interim, the shift has been quick and, by necessity, extreme.
Last night, I emailed my students again to say that moving forward from today, all lessons will be conducted online and that I will not be teaching in-person lessons until the crisis has passed.
She says she and most of her fellow musicians are using Skype or FaceTime to give lessons. While it's not perfect, it's the next best thing to being in the same room.
Both the student and the teacher have to have the equipment, and for FaceTime, obviously, we both have to have iPhones.
Given that her students are also now out of school, she's encouraging them to make good use of their home time.
I hope my students are taking advantage of this opportunity to practice a lot.
These are changes in the world of music lessons that are taking place in teaching circles all across the country. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.